Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 11 o'clock on the East Coast, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, and this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. Shortly, I will be joined by none other than the fat man, Rob Titone. But before he gets here and calls in, I want to talk a little bit about what's happened in the past week of professional wrestling. We all know that we recently lost hardcore legend Balls Mahoney. I believe that actually happened before the last show, but I don't think it ever got mentioned. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson have once again struck, and they attacked Roman Reigns. Thank goodness, because somebody needed to do that. We all know the history. For those of you who don't know the history behind Luke Gallows, Carl Anderson, and AJ Styles, they were in the Bullet Club, one of the hottest factions in professional wrestling history, over in New Japan Wrestling, and it would appear that that group is going to be brought to WWE, although under a different name, because to the best of my knowledge, New Japan owns the name and the rights to Bullet Club, so that won't be brought to WWE, but it would appear that the band, just like that, we have a caller, and you are on the air.
What up, Ace?
How's it going, my friend?
It is going, man. It is going. What are we talking about tonight? Who do we got calling in? What's going on?
Oh, right now, I don't know if about anybody calling in, but, you know, that'll change.
We got an hour
that
to
could change. What?
So we got an hour to fill.
We got a half hour to fill.
Oh, is there a half hour?
Oh, only doing a half hour.
Okay.
The hour was a special post-WrestleMania shit.
Hour
was a special post-WrestleMania.
Yeah. Well.
So that always needs an extra. But I was just talking about the Bullet Club for a minute.
Yeah, are we? I mean, what's going on there? Are we going to start out there?
Honestly, I'm not sure. They attacked Reigns last night, so.
Yeah, they attacked Reigns,
yep.
And then just was like, AJ, yeah, so we did that. And he was like, well, I didn't want you to do that. And they were just like, okay. So are we going to see AJ Styles heel turn?
I think we kind of have to, but.
Or are we going to see Finn Balor come up? Run the Balor Club and feud with AJ Styles.
That may actually be more likely to happen, but I'm not real sure.
Well, because WWE did apply for some new patents.
Yes, they did.
And apparently
but
one of the patents was Austin Aries. How do you not patent your name if you're Austin Aries?
Right?
That's like me not having the FWO patented. I mean, you know, that's my shit. I own it.
Yeah. Speaking of the FWO, I read you had another open challenge recently.
Yes. This past Saturday, I had the Fat Man U.S. Open Challenge.
What poor soul accepted that challenge?
What's he calling himself these days? Some couch jockey. Militant Mark Magnum, something like that.
Really?
Yes, he did.
It's
a hard-fought match. It's a hard-fought match. It was a good match. But at the end, you know, he was sent backpacking to his couch.
You know me. I'm a big fan of hard-hitting matches. I know Mark Magnum always brings his A-game, but...
The match is actually on the FWO page.
I'll have to check that out.
That's facebook.com/FatWorldOrder.
So what else do you have coming up for in the works?
The Empire's came in and trying to take over Tough, you know, and we got that going on, and they've apparently targeted the bastardized version of my product, you know, the watered down version that the Last Outlaw and Dan Hansen think they can run over there, called the Black and White, you know. So the Empire's coming in to take them out, you know, to whoop up on them for a little bit. And that's going to be May 7th in the cage. But unfortunately, the Red and Black will not be there May 7th. We'll be in Saginaw, Michigan for UAW. Or UWA, that's what it is, UWA. Yeah.
Speaking of the Empire, what is this, version 7.0 or something?
Well, it's the 10th, it's supposed to be the 10th anniversary. 10 years of the Empire, you know.
No. But, I just want to go on record right now. To anybody who's listening, I've been contemplating making this announcement for quite a while, but I figure it is a good time. For anybody who is looking to expand their horizons...
Ace, before you go any further, we'll talk, buddy. Before you go any further, we'll talk. Private conversation. Don't make this announcement
this
yet.
Okay.
Keep this under wraps. Make him wait for it. Make him all
right. You know, I like the way you think. Maybe we'll hold off until next week.
Yeah. Or maybe the week after that.
Or the week
You'll
after
just have
that.
To keep tuning. You'll just have to keep tuning in until you hear something you want to hear.
Exactly. Keep them coming back for more.
Oh, yeah. So how you been, brother? How's Ace timing this week?
I'm doing really well. Last week I was a little sore, but I had gone on an outing, done a little sightseeing, and probably worked myself a little harder than I needed to, but I've been relaxing and feeling a whole lot better than I was last week about this time.
That's good. That's good to hear. How did last week go, the part two with Ghetto Fabulous?
Oh, that went excellent. And actually, I was kind of expecting and hoping he might call in tonight with some results from Chaos at the Crow, but I haven't heard from him all week, so.
Yeah, I haven't. I didn't get a chance to attend that show. I did, however, attend the MCW Tag Team Tournament on Friday.
How did that go?
Well, there was a lot of action going on there. If I remember correctly, who's the tag champs? I believe it's Weapons of Mass Destruction. Yeah. Your new MCW Tag Team Champions of Weapons of Mass Destruction.
That's, from what I heard, there were several title changes in one night.
Yeah, the tag titles changed hands probably about 5 or 6 times. Big in Japan held them for a minute. The Brotherhood came out and took them a couple times. Beat some jobbers, Joe Anderson and whoever he teamed against, his brother with a hair lip. Then who else was there? Weapons of Mass Destruction. Everybody thought Chris Ledbetter or Sergeant Ledbetter was taken out for a minute. Big T came out and was trying to win it by himself. And Ledbetter came crawling to the ring, you know, hobbling to the ring and hit a super kick out of nowhere. And 1, 2, 3, you know, won the titles back for Weapons of Mass Destruction. And the main event was a slobber knocker, as good old JR would say. It was Ryan Freeman and Jake Shepherd, you know. May 6th, MCW in the cage for the heavyweight title. Every match.
That sounds like
cage,
that's
going to
be an interesting show.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to get into that tournament, but apparently certain people are scared to put me in that tournament because they don't want me winning their titles.
I can understand that.
Oh, yeah. See, long ago, back when a certain group debuted in NWO or in WCW, they were called the Cancer of Professional Wrestling. The FWO with the AIDS gonorrhea herpes syphilitis. Find a cure for that. I'll repeat that very slow for your slow Middletown listeners. AIDS gonorrhea herpes syphilitis.
So, you know, we touched on a couple of things you've got coming up. What else do you have in the future?
Well, as of right now, it's remain to be seen. I mean, like I said, May 7th, we're in Saginaw, Michigan. We've got a no disqualification match with the Ridiculous Three, which is actually two guys. That's what makes it so ridiculous. But that's El Ridiculoso. And that two-timing kick me in the face when I'm not looking. And his little butt buddy, Malcolm Monroe III. I had a special surprise for these guys. You've seen it before, Ace. You love it. It's called a double kitchen sink.
Ooh. Ouch.
They done decided to challenge me to a match in my domain.
Yeah, anybody who decides to challenge you to a hardcore match or a no disqualification match or whatever the heck you want to classify it as. I have to question their intelligence, but yeah, you pretty much summed it up perfectly.
Well, it's these Michigan people. I mean, these Michigan people just really don't like us Ohio people because we're superior, and you know, we got the winning football team in college, and they don't, so they suck, and they want to take it out on us. So, just because we, you know, left a little cream all over their backs last time we met, they want to step into my world. They want the hardcore side of the fat man, and they're gonna get it when I take. When I take both of them and I line them up and I feed them to the giant and the giant choke slams both of them through both sides of the kitchen sink. And then you got Benjamin Frodo Collins who comes off the top rope with his tadpole splash. And as he's coming off with the tadpole splash, you got myself, the fat man Rob Fatone, coming off the ropes for the fat man splash. Which is just basically like dropping a rock on Wile E. Coyote. So, you know.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. You know. Or I may snatch one of them up in the high blood pressure and force his partner to watch as I choke the life out of his partner. I mean, there's so many sadistic ways I could go with this, and they just don't even, they're just not even aware.
Well, apparently we've got another caller who wants to be heard. So
it's probably
the
Negro
dude.
I swear to God.
Nope. Caller, you are on the air.
You two have the charisma of a boiled potato. I just hope you know that.
Who the hell is that?
Who the hell is this? Your worst freaking nightmare there, Rob.
Oh, really? 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 You're not even a gimmick. I see how it is. You know, it's called kayfabe.
Who is it?
I don't know. I'm a little stoked right now. Anyway.
We have on. Well, now we've got about 11 minutes. You can figure it out.
Hi, listener Perk.
Huh?
What?
What?
Are you one of them damn SOM bastards?
Am I who, what, huh?
You one of them damn SOM bastards.
Hardly.
I don't really care.
Yeah, you wouldn't. I've just, beat your ass all over Ohio, but it's okay. You want to talk about people being sick?
I, however, am curious.
Oh, that's Mr. Safe Auto. That's Steve Anderson.
You want to talk about people being sick and sadistic. You don't know the half of it.
Mr. Anderson. Don't you have something going on with that little Joe kid trying to steal your name or something? You might want to focus on that. He's a good kid, and I think he could take you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, Joe... Wannabe Anderson is the last of anybody's concern, believe me.
Up, that's almost gimmick infringement. You might want to watch that.
Huh?
You might want to watch that. That's almost gimmick infringement.
What?
You said believe me. I mean, it's awfully close.
Oh, believe that. Okay.
There's lawsuits going around.
I've noticed. I've been waiting on one.
Frankly,
anyway,
I'm surprised I haven't been served with several.
Ace, that's because your checks bounce worse than flubber.
Oh, I think I'm still waiting on a couple, actually.
You and me both.
It wouldn't surprise me. But no, I just sat here and what?
So, Mr. Anderson, where has your presence been the past couple of weeks? Joe Anderson's been getting all, you know, uppity talking about how he ran you out of Tufts and you're not coming back, and he's the only Anderson in Middletown now, and he's been saying some shit.
And he's been losing, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I don't know.
So
I don't watch
anything
his
he says holds. Anything that he says holds no validity to me. Where have I been? I've been taking care of business. I've been, you know, putting people through tables. I've been here. I've been there. I've been making my presence known outside of, you know, my 30-mile radius that Joe seems to work in.
Well, to be fair, he lives in Coleraine, so, I mean, that's about 60 miles from his house to Middletown. I mean,
you figure he'd work more in Cincinnati then, wouldn't you?
There's actually really nothing running in Cincinnati except for NWF, and that's in Fairfield. Shit, I can't even get in there. Say it. I know. You want to. Go ahead.
Well, there's probably good reasons for that. But
exactly.
You know, I don't book NWF. I barely know Mr. Ruffin. He's a great individual as far as I know, but I'm sure he has his reasons for only working the people that he works.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I never claimed to be on that level of talent anyway, so.
Oh, plus he can't afford all the hot dogs you would eat.
Now, see, that's where you're wrong. Okay, I upgraded to hamburgers. Why do you think I'm in Michigan?
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Thank you. I'll gladly pay you tomorrow for a hamburger today.
Well, I'm certain there's supposed to be a third person in this conversation. I have no idea where he went, though.
He just
I'm
kind of sits back
here
and
listening.
Oh,
he loves listening to HFW radio.
This is not, nor will it ever be HFW radio.
This isn't Nicholas Davidson you're on the phone pandering to there, boss.
What does Nicholas Davidson got to do with anything? I own HFW. He just earns the ring. And half the company.
Mr. Anderson.
The title belts.
What is new with you?
What is new with me? What is new with me? Well, for the past couple of months, I've been going around with the office at CWAI, which, if none of you know, is an up-and-coming federation out of the Hamilton area with Cody Hawk as their trainer now.
I believe CWAI's been around for a minute.
Yes, but now we're booking more shows.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, May 21st and May 22nd, May 21st there is a show outside of the facilities in Hamilton, and at May 22nd, I get my hands on Hooks at Jack's Tavern right before WWE Payback.
Oh. Now, is that a special, like, barroom brawl, or what's that going to be? Did you buy a new shank?
Oh. See, the last time they loosened the reins on the two of us, there was a bloody mess that ended up with both of us owing several people money and my career with the company in question. So I'm not exactly sure what they have planned at this time, but regardless of what it is, the Hooks is up on me 1-0 there, and I plan on evening that score.
Here's the $1 million question of the evening. When are we going to see that in a cage.
Anderson and Hooks in a cage.
Yes.
If you would find anybody willing to book it, I'm sure we can make it happen.
Oh, I guarantee you I can get it booked. I'll go one better and I'll put a weapons in the cage match. You know, where the weapons are zip tied to the cage?
Well, it better be the only match on the card because I don't see anybody wanting to get in that ring after that.
Well, no, we'll have a bunch of jobber matches beforehand, but, you know. I mean, I got to get on the card somehow.
Oh, of course, you know, you got to get yourself in there.
Yeah, yeah. But I guarantee you I can get that booked.
I like the sound of that. I really do.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to get working on that as soon as this show's over. Just because my fanboy part of me wants to see it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Actually, you know what? I want to see him so much, I want to be the referee.
I'm thinking a referee in that position would probably not make it out. I mean, especially the referees that have been having it tough. I mean, there's this one referee that I've been having it tough, which he doesn't walk out of the ring any match I'm in.
Oh, you mean Traffic Code?
Who?
Traffic Code. Urkel. We renamed him Traffic Code.
Ah, okay. I have no idea who this kid is. All I know is he keeps messing up my matches.
Yeah, I'll fill you in later. I don't think he needs the audience. Yeah, that's Traffic Code.
Let's just say there was a match where
his friend had to shove a Traffic Code up his butt to win. So, yeah, it's Traffic Code.
And I thought you came up with some interesting stipulations.
I know, right?
Oh, I just feel dirty thinking about that. Okay, moving on.
So, question. I hear rumors that May 7th, you're gonna be at TPW. And it's finally going to be you, and it's going to be Anderson versus Anderson. Can you verify any of this?
I can neither confirm nor deny that because there's a very good chance that little Josephina may not make it to that show.
Like I said, he's talking some big shit. That's where I heard it from. He said he wants you in the cage on the 7th.
I'm quite aware of what's being said, and like I said, he's also running his mouth and losing. So what he says is of little to no consequence to me. I've been doing this for nigh on 10 years. He has been doing it for 10 months.
I, on the other hand, just beat a former 1CW heavyweight champion and a former 1CW tag team champion.
Actually, as far as 1CW goes, I have only held the 1CW title for a grand total of 3 minutes, which was expunged from the record books due to Jason Chimera. However, the 1CW tag team titles I've held on numerous occasions.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about that Mark Magnum dude. I beat him.
Oh, you were talking about yourself again.
Yes, I beat him. Yeah, that's what I was saying. I beat a former 1CW heavyweight champion.
Do you have any idea how many times I've beat you? How many times I've beaten Mark Magnum, how many times I've beaten many of the people around here.
Well, I owe you a challenge every week, so why haven't you answered it, Mr. I'm better than you?
Because I don't need
a belt.
Come
on, Mr. Anderson.
I don't need a belt to prove my worth. I don't need a title to get over. I don't need to accept the challenge of you.
We are out of time, guys. So, for my guests, I'm Ace Diamond, and we're out of here. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening.